Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Kolder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Now, Christianity is from the word Christ. So let's look and see what Jesus Christ himself said. Let's look at our behavior and see what God requires. And let's see how that the whole world is enveloped in sin. And that's why Christ is going to return. But what about you and your life? What do you want? What is it that you were looking for? Why is your life the way that it is? And why are the lives of so many people upside down and backward? And that also answers the question, why did we get to the point that the federal government, the Congress, and the president passed a law respective marriage of homosexual marriages? And that, as I explained in another message, a satanic flip to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because people are not willing to live the way that God says. Everyone wants to live according to what's right in their own eyes, and the Bible says that's the way of death. Proverbs 14:12. Now, let's come to Matthew, the 4th chapter, and let's see about what Jesus did. Because everyone hears about Jesus, oh, Jesus died for our sins. Yes, that's true. But as we covered last time, when there's true repentance, you are actually joined to the death of Christ. And you are to walk in newness of life. What is that newness of life? Matthew 4, in verse 1. Then Jesus was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit in order to be tempted by the devil. Now let's understand something concerning the devil. He rules the whole world today. And it says in Revelation 12 and verse 9 that he is deceiving, actively deceiving the whole world. So where does that put you if you're not in contact with the true God? That means that you are under Satan's control. And that means that the ministers who only preach half of the truth, like Jonathan Cahn, or like any of the other preachers or Catholic priests, they don't preach the Word of God. Let's read what Jesus said. And when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was famished. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. He could have done that. But he didn't take it upon himself to go against God. Now stop and think of this for a minute. If Jesus would have done that, which he could have done, he would have obeyed Satan the devil. Now, doesn't that look like a good thing if you fasted for 40 days and 40 nights to have a little bit of nice, hot, wonderful, out-of-the-oven bread? Huh? And that's to give you a little strength. See? But what did Jesus say? He didn't say, wait a minute, and I'll do that, and you can have some too. No, here's what he said. Jesus answered and said, it is written. Therefore, that's in the Word of God. Is he not the head of the church, the New Testament? Yes. Let's read it here. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now think of that for a minute. Is that what you do? Do you know the Word of God? Now, let me tell you another little secret. There's no such thing that the Old Testament has been done away. There is no such thing that there is no meaning in the Old Testament, because what Jesus quoted, he said, it's written. Okay, where is that written? That's written in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. So let's read some of this in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, because this will tell us an awful lot. Because this also tells us what God expects us to do. Verse 1, all the commandments which I command you this day, you shall be diligent to observe. Do you do that? Are you diligent with the Word of God? Do you know the Ten Commandments of God? Can you recite them long version by heart? See, so don't get all uppity-uppity like the Protestants do and say the law is done away, because Jesus said heaven and earth shall pass away before any of the law and prophets will pass away. All right? So you need to understand, you're being deceived by the Protestants and Catholics and Jewish rabbis into what is they think God wants, rather than looking into the Bible and asking, what is it that God wants? Now notice, shall you be diligent to observe and do that which you may live, and multiply and go in to possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. All right? Did not God bless America with the greatest land on earth? Highest production that there is, from sea to shining sea, and look what we are doing to it today, and look at the behavior of the people today. All of the drugs, all of the homosexuality, all of the adultery, all of the lying, the cheating, and thievery of people against people and government against people, and all the education system that rejects God, hates Christianity. This is the world we live in. And the judgment of God is going to come, and it's going to come upon everyone, and no one's going to escape. So you need to ask the question, what am I going to do now? Well, we covered that. Acts 2, repent and be baptized. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Verse 2, you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness in order to humble you, to prove you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Now, that's why you're having the troubles that you're in today, because you're not looking to God in real repentance the way that God says, and getting on your knees and crying out to him with your whole heart, and asking for the forgiveness of your sins through the sacrifice and shed blood of Jesus Christ, and then need to be baptized so you can walk in newness of life. Let's go on. He humbled you and allowed you to hunger. Then he fed you with manna, which you did not know, neither did your fathers know it, so that he might make you to know. Here's the quote, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. That's what God requires of everyone. Do you do that? Do you believe that? Do you have the conviction of heart for that? So then he says, your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Now that's quite a miracle, a walking miracle all the time on them, their clothes and their feet and the manna. You would think that they would be thankful and grateful and obey God. Verse 5, and you shall consider in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. And what is God doing to America today? He's bringing punishment after punishment after punishment after punishment, and fulfilling the punishment that the stranger shall rise high above you and you will be brought down very low. Question. is that happening right now, this very minute, while you are listening to me speaking? And if it keeps going the way it is, by the end of Biden's term, there will be 10 million illegals in the country. And all of that's by the hand of God, for the punishment of the people for rejecting God, because they have the Bible, but they don't live by it. They have the name of Jesus Christ, but they don't really believe it, because their lives do not change. The same percentage of women who get abortions who are non-Christian are the same as those who profess Christianity, because the Christianity of this world is fake. May look real, but it's fake. Let's see what God says here. And you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. Now then, God gives a warning. Whenever you have everything to the full, whenever you have everything that is great and convenient, where you have everything at your fingertip, and do we not have that today in many, many different ways? The food that we eat, the things that we watch, the phones that we use, the computers we use, the cars that we drive, the planes that we fly in, the air conditioners that we have in our homes, the heating we have in our homes, all of that has come from God. For the Lord your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of waters and fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you shall eat bread without scarceness. Isn't that us today? We have everything at our fingertips. Oh, now we're starting to see a little scarceness here and a little scarceness there. Why? Because of sin. How far will it go? Well, all you have to do is look at Venezuela, because that's coming. You shall not lack anything in it. It is a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you may dig copper. And it says in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 13 that you suck oil out of the rocks. So all of this global changing of weather is a big farce to bring in a dictatorial worldwide government. Now, here's the warning. Think about it. Think about what you have. Think about everything that you have done. Think about your home. Think about your job. Think about your children. And think about how many of you have children who have been taken over by drugs and are homeless on the streets. And there's nothing you can do with that. They won't listen. They are absolutely rebellious and given over to that way of life. How did that happen? Because too many people, all in fact, have gone against the commandments of God, and those are the very results of going against God. Look at the cities that are absolutely crazy and insane. Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Chicago, Baltimore, New York City, New Orleans. Because not only do they not keep the laws of God, they don't even keep the laws of the land, and they let the criminals run free. And so what is happening? Because the preachers did not teach people to keep the commandments of God. All of the Sunday keepers every Sunday break the fourth commandment. And they think that their way of keeping Sunday is going to somehow be better than keeping the Sabbath, because they say the Sabbath was for the Jews, which is a big, fat lie. The Sabbath was made for man, Jesus said, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, is Lord of the Sabbath day. Mark 2:27-28. Those are the words of Christ. Can any man change the words of God? No. When they do, they are legislating and mandating sin. Because the other side of the word of God is, if you transgress, punishment comes. You think we have enough punishment in this land? All right, let's read it. Verse 10, here's the warning. When you have eaten and are full, isn't that what we had today? Yes, indeed. Then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. But they forget God, they reject him. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments. And what is the signal doctrine of Protestantism? Jesus did away with the law. Paul had greater understanding. Paul, he had greater understanding than God. No. No man can do that. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I commanded you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full, now listen carefully, and have built goodly houses and live in them. And when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then you become haughty in heart. And that's exactly where we are today, because the word of God is living and it's eternal and it applies to us and to all the children of Israel, down through all generations of the history of time. And we are the end time 12 tribes of Israel, right here in America, the little country over there in Palestine that the Jews call Israel, is a fake name. They are not Israel. They are Judea, and they are Jews. But here in America, we have all 12 tribes, and a good number of them are Jews. You need the book, America and Britain, which gives the detailed historic progress of how we got here. Let me ask you a question. Do you really want the truth? Are you willing to really research out and read these things? Or has the 12-minute attention span that the media has trained Americans into the longest duration that you can spend studying? If that's you, you better also repent of that, because you must know the history. You must understand why. You must understand who we are, and you must understand what is going on in this nation. That's why Jonathan Cahn and all of the Catholic priests and all of the Protestant ministers give you just part of the story. They don't tell you the rest of it. And that's why sin abounds. And that's why all of this homosexual abounds. And it's not because of just the leaders and the religious leaders. It's also because of the people. Then you become haughty of heart and forget the Lord your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. God is the one who brought us here. Now down to verse 17. Listen to this verse, because this describes us today as nothing else does. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power, greatest nation on earth. In God we trust. Do we really? And the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Huh. Isn't that what we're doing today? Exactly. But here's what should be instead of that. Verse 18. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to give wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is this very day. Now notice what he says in verse 19, because this is where we are. The Christianity of this world is not the Christianity of today. That's why at Church at Home, we're here for restoring original Christianity. The truth of God, the laws of God, the word of God, the understanding of prophecy. All of those come with it. But notice what he says in verse 19. He gives a warning. If you do it all, forget the Lord your God and walk after other gods, serving them and worshiping them. Is that what we're doing? And we're having young people rejecting even the halfway Christianity of this world because it does no good. God says, I testify you against this day that you shall surely perish. Is that what's happening to America? Is that why America is dying? Is that why the demise of America is occurring? And what is your part in it? Verse 20, as the nations whom the Lord destroys before your face, so that you shall perish because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. So what did Jesus say? Every word of God. That's why Jonathan Cahn brings half a message. Oh, it's good sounding. That's why some of the other preachers bring some good sounding messages, but do they tell you to keep the Sabbath? And one of the greatest sins of Jonathan Cahn is this. He preaches to the Jews on Friday night and follows the traditions of the Jews, and then on Sunday he preaches to the Protestants, but he never tells them to keep the Sabbath. That is Jonathan Cahn's great sin. He may be a good speaker. He may be very fluent. He may be able to bring out many things that need to be brought out, but he's only a halfway minister. Now, we will see. We've got to understand what we need to do. And this is why it's so important. Now, you need these books that we send free, no cost. Lord, what should I do? America and Britain, their biblical origin and their prophetic destiny. And the prophetic destiny is happening to us right now because we're neglecting God. We're throwing away God out of the schools, out of the homes, out of the government, out of the personal lives. And that's why everything is mixed up and upside down and filled with troubles and problems and difficulties. And that's why you need to repent. Repent to God. Now let's come to Isaiah 55. Now here's what you need to do. You need to get on your knees in a quiet, private place. You need to open up the Bible, and you need to look at some of these verses, but in particularly open up the Bible to Exodus 20 and read the Ten Commandments and be honest with yourself before God that you have been breaking all of them. So here's how you need to repent. Verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. He can be found today, but there's going to come a time there's so much trouble that God won't be able to be found anywhere. Call upon him while he is near. He is. God is as near to you as your knees are to the floor. Let the wicked forsake his way. Stop living in sin, breaking the commandments of God. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts. What goes on in your mind? What governs your mind? Huh? Do you have the laws and commandments of God written in your mind? That's the real goal of the New Testament. Not just to have your sins forgiven because you say, Jesus, I believe in you. That is an unmitigated lie by Franklin Graham That is only the first few words of your approach to God. You need to repent and be baptized. The unrighteous man, his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Yes, God will. He will do that. But you need to understand, you need to get your thoughts and your mind aligned with the word and truth of God. So God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. So you need to come to God. Let's put it in simple terms. Let's come to 1 John, the second chapter, and let's see what John wrote. Because this is exactly where we are today. And unless there is a great change by a lot of people, and by the religious leaders, the Protestant leaders, Jonathan Cahn himself, and all of the Catholic priests, and all of the pedophile priests, and all of the homosexual priests, needs to be repentance and sackcloth and keeping the commandments of God. 1 John 2 and verse 3. And by this standard we know that we know him. See, you got to know God. It's not just that you profess you believe that there was a Jesus. That doesn't count. Because a profession is not a deep belief leading to repentance. We know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Do you do that? See, everyone wants to have the unconditional love of God come to them, but how many want to love God with all their heart, mind, and soul, and being, go back to God? Huh? With everything that is within them, huh? What is it that people want to do? What do you want of your life? That's where we are. Okay? Now notice this next statement so you can know and identify the liars within the religious community, because they are all liars. The one who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Because the commandments of God are the truth, the laws of God are the truth, and all of his ordinances and precepts are true from the beginning, and they have not changed. So I hope this helps you to understand the seriousness of where we are, and how the words that Jonathan Cahn brought, though they're accurate to a point, do not really go to the heart and core that leads to repentance. God is not just interested in defining sin. God wants repentance with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your being. That's the only way that you're going to be able to live in this world the way that it is and have any sanity at all. Can't be any other way. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying so long, everyone.